Man, does it feel good to be back. I hope y'all miss me like I miss you. We gonna talk about where I've been, but not now, just the intro. For now, your boy's back, and I got your back, because you know what? There's some creeping in the shadows. You don't see it. It's hidden, and it's trying to get you, but your boy Dion is here to save you. We gonna talk about it.
The Creator Podcast.
My name is Dion Williams, a.k.a. Dion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator, and therefore it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. Man, creator fam, boy, did I miss you guys. I'm not going to lie, I'm still kind of figuring out how to do this again. These first few episodes back gonna be rough, right? And I'm gonna really try to crank them out so I can shake off all the cobwebs, but hey, I pump faked y'all. That's the elephant in the room. I'll address it. I'm sorry, I pump faked myself too, though. I really believed I was back when I was saying I was back, but I wasn't. Okay, and I really did want to make sure I had my priorities straight, so when I was back, I was back, like all the way back. Okay, so And I will say this, though, in my time away, I did have a thought, because a lot of people was hitting me up. I appreciate y'all. Creator Podcast, right? Going strong. And so a lot of people were hitting me up. But my question to almost everyone back was like, okay, now, well, have you really listened to all of the episodes? Very few people have. Some of y'all have. Like, okay, cool, you listen to all of them. I was like, but have you honestly gone out and put feet to everything that we talked about? Have you gone out and applied everything? And there was not one person that could confidently say that they have. And that's why, as we do come back, I want to make sure that I am very short and straight to the point. I want to do my best not to rant and ramble, because then instead of having one takeaway, it turns into 8, 9, 10 takeaways. And that's more things for you to not apply, right? And I really am about, let's just focus in. And I'm not trying to add anything complicated. And obviously, every episode's not going to hit the same. Some things are going to be great reminders. Some things are going to be earth-shattering. Like, wow, oh, I don't have explosions. How do I not have explosions? I need to cue explosions into my sound effects menu. Maybe next episode, I'm going to explode something. But some episodes are, okay? It's going to feel, you know what? Hold up. Nah. Is this hooked up right? I don't think I can do explosions. Well, I'll come back one day and do explosions. But because of that, right, I don't want this to become a daily tickle where it's like, hey, I listen to the Creator Podcast. I'm cool. I listen to cool things. I get inspired. But you don't do anything with it. And that's why it's important that we actually have the putting feet to it at the end. If this is your first time listening, you don't know what we're talking about. We're going to get there very quickly, right? Try not to make these long. And so just understand that, all right? I will be doing my best to get in and get out for real this time, for real this time, because we said that every episode last season. But that's going to be the reasoning why hopefully I can keep these. I shouldn't ever do one over 10 minutes until I might start bringing guests on. I've been considering that too. I just have a lot of cool people. Like, I'm surrounded by so many dope, smart people. And it's easy for me to forget that because I'm surrounded by them. I talk to them every day. They're on my team. And it's just, I don't take it for granted, but I can forget how valuable it might be for you guys to hear some of the wisdom around me. So we may be doing that, all right? But let's start this one off with some wise words from my man Darren Hardy. And then I'm going to tell you how I'm actually going to flip this to make my point. Okay, so this quote comes from Darren Hardy, who wrote the book The Compound Effect, which is one of my favorite books I've ever read. And it says, small, seemingly insignificant steps completed consistently over time will create a radical difference. And we've talked about this, at least the compound effect, on this podcast before. And that's this idea of these little small things that you do. Okay, and they just add up over time for good. Now, I'm about to flip that on its head. In the reverse, as we talk about hidden fees. Now, I haven't looked at our cell phone bill or like our cable bill in a while, But I remember when I was looking at them, there was all of these little hidden fees on there. These things that didn't come up when the dude came by my house, showed us all the packages, showed us what we was going to get. He threw on all the deals, the HBO and Whip Wop Bam. By the way, we about to cancel our cable. Do you still have cable? We don't use it. Now that we got YouTube TV, like you got the sports, we don't even use it. But anyway, I'm getting distracted, right? So you got all the hidden fees on there. It's like, yo, what is the processing fee? What are we processing, bro? Wait, an activation fee? It's 6 months in. I'm already activated. Like, oh, you made it seem like I was getting the deal on the equipment, but now I'm paying for it over 80 million months. And it's like there's all these little things that they find to just add up, right? And here's the thing. One, there's nothing you could do about them, right? But two, they're small. They're not game changing. Like, when you see a hidden fee, you're not like, whoa. And they're very easy to miss. A little processing fee here, okay? But they add up and they make a radical difference. And so I want us to think about some of the habits in our life. And it's easy for us to look at the bad ones and we're like, yo, I got to work on this. I need to work on that. But I want you guys to be careful about all of the hidden fees that are adding up as well in your decision making. Okay? And so I want you to scan the different areas of your life in contrast to the goals that you're trying to achieve and say, yo, what are some of these things, not just things that I might not necessarily even label as a bad habit with warning signs, right? It could be them DM conversations that you be letting go on, and you know you shouldn't, and you because you got a girl or you got a dude. It could be all the fast foods you eating. I'm raising my hand up right now, right? It's got hidden fees, and understand the hidden fees are the ones that you weren't expecting, the ones that you're not even calculating for in your budget. So when we get fast food, there ain't no one that's like, you know what, I'm doing good. This is healthy. This is going to reflect well on the scale. No, we know what we're getting into when we pull into the drive-thru, right? We're like, okay, this is about to fluff up my macros. I'm not on a good path here, but what else is there? And this is something I had to realize, and this has actually been one of the biggest motivators in my health journey. Now, I've never been more serious about my health, and it's because them hidden fees were adding up. I get that over time, I was gaining weight. That was easy to understand, right? But also, I was like, man, I'm losing so much time. One, man, and y'all might not be this bad, but I'll spend 20 minutes on Uber Eats because I can't decide, right? All the pictures look so good. I'm like, so many options. I don't know what I want, right? That 20 minutes is gone, right? And not only is that 20 minutes that I could have been more productive, right? That's 20 minutes that I really broke my focus on whatever I was working on. Okay, now I got it. And now you got to calculate for the time it takes for me to get back on focus. And then experts will say on average, it takes about 20 minutes. Like once you lose focus, about 20 minutes to really get back locked in, right? It's all of these little hidden fees. And then I would notice, man, when I didn't eat that well, it would mess up my evening. And so so something I know it'll be like something that I'll walk into knowing is going to mess me up is a milkshake. My stomach just don't rock with milk like that. But milkshakes are good. I eat a milkshake, I'll spend all night on the toilet. And then that's the obvious one. I knew that was coming, but that's time away from my family, man. Right? As a busy entrepreneur, I value that. And so, and then, right, you might spend, you might be up later, right? Because you got a doo-doo, you got the bubble guts. Then that also dips into your sleep. That has you waking up being less sharp. Your decisions are off, and your life is your decisions, right? It's all of these hidden fees that are adding up. Oh man, it felt good to hear that too, for the first time again. So this is the part of the podcast where we need to put some feet to it, so you understand the principle, right? This is the compound effect, but in reverse, right? For the negative. And there are so many things. And even when we talk about the compound effect, right? It's something that's very visual. It's in front of you. It's important. It's you working out, but working out every day. Okay, I'm talking about the things that you are going out, you're going about in your life, and it's kind of grayish. It's not necessarily good or bad on your radar right now. And I want you to catch those, is because it's those little hidden fees that are adding up. So let's pull out our creator frame. These are the four dimensions we look at life through. We have our faith, our relationships, our energy. And our energy is our health and our fitness. And then we got our economics. That's our young moolah, baby. That's our money. And as you scan those, I want you to zoom in. Maybe that's giving you some clarity. Just that mental model right there, you already have some areas popping out. You know, some relationships that you got some hidden fees you got to deal with. Maybe it's fast food, like I was saying. It could be all the skipping of church that you're doing. It's adding up, and it's showing in other areas of your life, right? Maybe you're slacking at work, but at the same time, you're upset that you're getting passed up. You're not advancing. You don't like where your finances are at. Well, yeah, you on Instagram most of the time. Where were me and my wife at? We were at somewhere important. I think someone was like making our food, like they were in the middle. I think it was, they were making a drink at like a fast food spot, and they put the little thing in, and it starts filling the soda up. While the soda was filling, she had to check the gram real quick, like in between the soda fill ups, right? Hidden fees. Maybe it's a grudge you're holding. This could be in your marriage. I'm not even talking about like a big one. It could be a little thing. All right, I'm gonna turn the beat down because I'm actually proud of how much my wife and I have matured. Y'all need to check out Words of Williams podcast. We got a lot of fire on there for y'all. That's our relationship podcast. But we've gotten really good, and we've gotten to a place where we will discuss even like little pet peeves. Like, we've just got to a place where we don't even want to tolerate that in our relationship. And there's like little people will say, like, you got to pick your battles and you got to know when to say things. And I think there's wisdom to that, for real. But also, that doesn't mean, and happy wife, happy life, and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you don't have to just have these things that annoy you that you just don't speak on, even if they're little. Like, for real, things that, in the grand scheme of things, don't, like, they're not that big. It could be tiny. Like, hey, it just annoys me when you kind of do things like that, right? Communicate, like, think of how much freedom and power that gives to the relationship when you guys can, one, you can say something like that, and two, the other person can hear it without offensive ears, right? And it's those little hidden fees that aren't really big deal, but they add up in the experience of you guys spending time. Why even spend a little bit upset with, like, how they always, like, they might have this one thing that they always do that kind of just annoys you. Y'all should talk about it, right? Because it could be leeching energy just little by little out of conversations and times that you guys are spending, okay? That's what we're talking about when we say hidden fees. Whatever it is, it could be some spending, okay? Obviously, hidden fees, the analogy is baked into money. But even as you look in there, what's the ripple effect of some of the spending that you're happening, or some of the spending that's happening on your bank account, okay? Let's look a little bit deeper, examine these hidden fees. I appreciate y'all rocking with me back on the first episode. First episode back. I was gonna say of season two. I don't know what season we're on. I don't know what we're doing, but I'm back. I'll figure out how we gonna title it. If you guys are enjoying this and you want more, check out my text blast, man. I send out little texts every day. Nothing deep, real simple. Okay. And I've been getting good feedback on them. People like them. Got a lot of different people. We got a lot of cool people. I don't know if I'm gonna flex on y'all. Maybe if y'all ask me enough, I'll flex, but we got a lot of cool people that are on the text blast. I ain't gonna say names, but like, I'm just saying, from here to there, people doing this, doing that. It's like, hey, so it's like the cool kids club. You wanna be a part of it? Text your boy. Just text the word. So text hashtag podcast to the number 1-505-596-3918. I'm gonna repeat it one more time for you. I don't know that I should. You could just rewind it, but it's cool. 1-505-596-3918. If you got a description wherever you're listening to, it might be in there as well. Text the word or hashtag podcast. Love you guys. Thank you for rocking with your boy. Hope you guys have a blessed rest of your day. And until next time, God first. God bless.